Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. I'm back with three in a row with Erica Flint. Let me tell you about Erica. Awful excited to have her. She's bringing kind of a different point of view because she's pretty new in the profession still. She's been about a year, and she's leaving the world of the software engineer, problem solver world into now dealing with the most powerful processor, the human mind. And I'm excited to have her as a five-pather. She was initially certified and trained there in Washington, and then she got a hold of the 5-Path 2.0 DVD set, took the exam, became a five-pather, and then just a few weeks ago came to the live Week of Power workshop actually online and got that certification, and now she's moving on to becoming a trainer. So I hope she's going to be training the heck out of the northern Pacific part of the United States and the western part of Canada as well. Before we move on, I want to tell you also that this episode is going to be covering heartbreak. She's gonna remember the old James Taylor song. It's like I fix broken hearts and I'm a handyman and stuff. I should have had that in the background, because we're gonna talk about how hypnotism and hypnotists can mend broken hearts. Hey, how you doing, Erica?
Great, Cal. Thank you very much. Yeah, I wanted to bring up this topic of heartbreak because I get a lot of clients calling me and they ask, hey, can you help me with this? I can't think straight. You know, their life, they feel shattered, and they share this with me on the phone. And of course I say, yes, we can help people with heartbreak all the time. They don't call it heartbreak always. They help me get over my ex sometimes, right? And so I really wanted to do a topic on this just to highlight some of the ways that we can help people feel better about themselves and a relationship ending. And there's some other things that go on with this type of topic that I want to talk about too. So let me first introduce you though, Cal. So Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession, and not just because of all of the hypnosis videos he's produced to date. He's written so many wonderful books. One of my favorites, The Secret Language of Feelings. He has another book on hypnosis, and his books have made him an authority on the subject of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. He's also been on television and radio programming talking about The Secret Language of Feelings and talking about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and he's the authority on hypnosis that works, and his hypnosis really works. I can tell you that because after I took 5-Path, I felt confident and comfortable to go see my clients, and that's what I've been doing ever since. So he's the person that the experts in the field of professional hypnotism turn to for education and guidance. And I'm really excited and happy to become a trainer, teaching some of Cal's stuff, teaching 5-Path. And he is a trainer of the very best in our profession. I just took a class from him, the Week of Power, a few weeks ago. It was amazing. He's still teaching, he's still speaking and writing and seeing private clients. And he's had such a profound impact on my practice because everything that I've learned from him, he's really shared everything that he wished he would have known back then, he's sharing with people now. What do you think about that, Cal?
I think that's why I'm having so much fun.
Good.
Do I look like I'm having fun in class?
Oh yeah, we had a lot of fun in class. I mean, there was a lot of fun, a lot of work, a lot of learning, a lot of everything. I mean, I did feel tired every single day in those classes, and I didn't even have to commute because I got to take it remotely online. But even so, it was still a lot. There was a lot going on. It felt great. I took so many notes, just like annotating all of the great material that you provide to your students to just get a deeper level, because this was the second time that I took the class. And I'll tell you, taking it again, I just got it at a deeper level. So if you've taken it once, take it again. You'll get it at a new level, right? You'll learn more.
Awesome. And I'm always learning. Hey, so what are we going to do today? Well, let's get started.
Yeah, so I want to talk about heartbreak today because and kind of relationship issues in general, because for two reasons. One is, first of all, when a client comes to you and asks you this, you know, can you help me with this? They're often feeling completely shattered. Okay, so losing somebody important, a relationship in your life, sometimes it's someone they've been with for quite some time. Sometimes it's a spouse, okay, and they've gone through that. So their life is they need to start over again. They're shattered. Their life has crumbled. But the other reason that I wanted to bring this up, so the first one is it's a big deal in this person's life, right? And the second is that even if your client isn't coming to you with this as a presenting issue, I've had a lot of clients where there is some form of a relationship breakup, something that comes up during the hypnosis process. So it could be during forgiveness work. It could be, that's actually usually when it happens, some type of forgiveness work. There is a residual relationship issues that that weren't ever fully resolved. So that's kind of what this session is about. So let me just get started. What do we need to be aware of? So in my experience, like I said, the clients come in shattered. They feel as though it's not just a relationship with a person, but their entire life has shifted. Their entire life has changed, right? Perhaps they're having to get a new home. Maybe they're moving out of their home. They might have friends with their spouse or with their partner that they're not sure what to do with there. They've lost this one person who they thought in many cases they'd spend the rest of their life with. So they might have planned in their mind this whole lifetime with this person, and now that's gone. So I just want to point out a couple things. So once the client, okay, so first of all, one thing, L. Ron did a couple episodes just on this topic, heartbreak. So it's episode 230 and 231. He goes into great detail as to some of the things that you want to say. So I'm kind of taking that topic and adding some things to it, okay? So once you get your clients in the office, one of the things that you want to do is you want to validate some of their feelings. So Cal, I was hoping that you can just briefly touch on how do you properly validate your client's feelings? What should you do and what should you not do?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think we've got to remember in Five Path is made up of five phases. And the first phase, our job, the goal is to technically get them into somnambulism once they're in session, and also not in a technical point of view, but just an overall feeling of the client. We need to take them from a feeling of hopelessness into a state of hopefulness. And one of the things we can do is exactly what the doctor doesn't do, exactly what the psychiatrist doesn't do. And the doctor and the psychiatrist, they like to label you as having some kind of disorder and then giving the client some medication, you know, for anxiety or depression or whatever. And one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to say, look, I'll tell you what I think about this. Anyone that's been through what you've been through would be thinking pretty much and feeling pretty much the way you are now. And so that normalizes them, and it takes them from this state of being, some kind of diagnosable mental case into someone that is a normal everyday person going through a normal everyday problem that you're going to help coach them through. How's that sound?
That sounds really good. I think that's really helpful because, you know, you're helping them feel like, you know, like you just said, somebody else going through this exact same thing would feel the same way. There's nothing, you know, we're not diagnosing them, not making them feel like there's something wrong with them, and we're not trying to give them a pill to make them feel better either. So let me ask you one other question about what might happen.
Before you do that, let me say one other thing. Is another thing what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to have them watch our video about the secret language of feelings, or I'm going to discuss the book, The Secret Language of Feelings, and give it to them, because it really explains the wisdom that is involved in the way they're feeling. Like if they're angry, you know, because this previous partner of theirs was unfair, how normal that is, and actually how wise that is. Or if they're feeling sad. See, people get confused between depression and sadness. And anytime you lose someone or something important to you, you're going to feel sad. We're wired to do that. And so it not only helps normalize what they're experiencing, but it also turns this previously thought of as irrational or useless emotion into something that can really show them a way back to wholeness. How's that?
I think that's great. Everybody, of course, would want to have that hope, right? That's so important. And feeling like they can be whole again and feeling like they can be themselves again. And that's a really important aspect of part of this, is because a lot of people that come in with heartbreak feel like a part of them has died, a part of them is lost. They had been seeing themselves as a partner with this person, perhaps a family, and even their family too, right? And now that's no longer there. So they're struggling to find their place once again. And so one other question that I wanted to ask you, Cal, is sometimes, a client will come in expressing very obvious limiting beliefs, right? So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say a client tells you flat out something like this. I know I'll never find true love. My parents never got married. My grandparents were never married. And the longest I've been in a relationship is 1 year. So there's no hope for me. What would you say to a client like that?
And I'll say, you know what? If I'd been through what you've been through, I'd be thinking and feeling the same way. But the person I'm looking at right now is a person that I think with, you know, we make some little changes in how you think and how you feel so you can evaluate things different, can have a lifetime filled with happiness and a meaningful relationship. How's that?
I think that's great, Cal, because it's just the same thing, right? We're not trying to complicate things. It's like, yep, I understand, you know, I understand why you're feeling that way, but we're going to make some changes so that you're going to be feeling great, right?
Absolutely. But I tell them, you know what? It's going to, sometimes I say, but you know what? This is not magic. It's going to take all your effort, all your heart, all your soul. You have to do everything I tell you to do, and we're going to work together, you know, metaphorically, hand in hand, to get you through this and make this transformation. Are you up for that? And by the time this hopefulness is brewing inside of them and they're starting to breathe again and to have that twinkle of optimism, and then at that point I can say, perfect. Well, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? You know, get them in that hopeful, ready-to-go state, and they say yes, and you get them over to that big chair and you change their lives. How's that?
I think that's great. And that is a perfect segue into what I was just going to mention, because a lot of the clients that I've had with this issue, they're almost to the state where they are obsessively thinking about this problem. Okay. So they're thinking about, and I can understand why they would do that, especially in certain cases where they are moving, right? They're moving to a new home. Perhaps even they're bringing kids with them. They're having to separate their finances, or perhaps they're going through a divorce. Those are big life changes, okay? So, but by the time they get into my office, they are frazzled, okay? They are really kind of, they can't even sit still. This is just something that is really impacting their life in every way possible. And so I just wanted to point out that after you give them that hope, and when you get them in the chair, and just give them that moment, that space, just to stop for a moment and get that hope. Kind of get them to stop that kind of thinking, that, you know, that thinking in their head that is just constantly running, constantly trying to fix all of these problems. And you get them in your hypnosis chair and you give them some good hypnosis. I've had clients walk away from that. By the time I see them the next week, they're a different person. They are clear-headed. They are communicating exactly what needs to be done. They have already made changes in their life. So for example, they'll come back saying, well, I contacted my lawyer. I found a place to live. I'm not going to do this, but I am going to do that. And they're able to think clearly. So even just after that first session, they're already seeing huge improvements in their life.
You know, and it's, they start, once they get that hopefulness and they can get that that movement in the right direction again, then things start to fall into place. And I want to say one thing before we run out of time, and that is that the people who come to hypnotists or hypnotherapists, whatever you want to call yourself, for, you know, these kinds of emotional problems, these are not, they're normal everyday people, normal everyday problems, but there's something that this is, something in this breakup that is resonating with something in their past that's causing them to not move through it at the usual level, at the usual speed. They're stuck on it, or it's hitting them much more powerfully than it has in the past, or that it does other people. And so it's these people that we see for heartbreak have got something going on inside of them that is resonating with the past. And that's why we don't just direct suggestion them out of this. That we're going to go through five paths. We're going to do phase one to make sure we have a somnambulistic, hopeful client. Then we're going to do phase two to uncover what it is that's in the past, that's resonating into the moment, that's causing too much behavior, too much anger, too much sadness, that kind of thing, to feel locked into this. And then we're also going to do phase three, which is forgiveness of others, so that they can cut the cords, the emotional connection to the past, and the people who, from the perspective of the child, caused them to feel this way. And then when that's done, we really need to get them to forgive themselves. Phase four, which is the way they, really it's the last emotional connection to the past, and it has to do with guilt and anger at themselves. Once they get through that, we're really getting to that point where they have the clean slate subconsciously, so that they can, in a healthy fashion, in an energized fashion, begin to move forward and perhaps dare to love again. Now, once in a while, not too often in these kind of situations, there's a possibility that there's secondary gain, and that's what phase five is all about. But usually in these heartbreak situations, it doesn't come up that often. And phase five is only used when we have a situation where there is secondary gain. By that I mean something in the present is either reinforcing the behavior or demanding it. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot, Cal, because it just highlights that, you know, we can use these techniques, like we talked about in the last episodes, insight techniques to help these people. There are some things that are important to know that we talked about today, how the client might be feeling, but we still use age regression. We still use forgiveness therapies. We might even use the parts therapy in phase five if there's secondary gain. But a lot of the process is just the same. That's what I love about Five Path, right? I just love that this Five Path takes care of all of these things. It's good to know some subtle differences in your clients. And of course, that comes with listening to your client, understanding your client, and then you just do Five Path. You just do that, right?
Erica, you're fired up, aren't you?
I am fired up, can you tell? I was excited about the episodes today, so I'm glad that that's coming through.
Good. Hey, we got to wrap it up. Can you believe it? Our time's up.
No, I can't, but time flies when you're having fun. So on that note,
if you need it, but then we're going to carry it on to the next episode.
All right. So the next episode, we are going to continue talking about heartbreak, but we're going to talk about a special situation, okay? So because sometimes in a situation where you have a breakup, you still have to see your ex. And I do see that a lot in my client, in my office as well. So the next episode is going to help our clients when they still have to continue to see somebody in their life. And I think this is going to be really helpful for them.
Thank you very much, Erica. And I'm going to see you next time I see you in person. It'll be at the convention, and I'll be in the back of the room when you give your talk, just to kind of give you some support. And I'm so looking forward to this next episode. And what else do I want to say? Hey, come to class. Class coming up in July 14th, October 13th, our next Banyan Hypnosis Certification course is NGH approved. Be there. It's 10 days. It will be life changing, and you're gonna see me change some lives while we're at it. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.